Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're here at 30 Rock, Bravo HQ, coming at you. We have a lot to talk about.
So much to talk about.
This was a crazy episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Like, just when I thought it could not get crazier, it got crazier.
And this is part one.
This is part one of the Hawaii trip. And I think there's three parts. I think it goes over three episodes.
Okay, let's start at the beginning of the ep. We're not yet to Hawaii, but we're starting, like, the ladies are making preparations.
Right. So it's like, I don't know if it's the morning after, but or like a couple days after the Candy and Portia showdown at the restaurant where nobody ate that I will never forget.
Right.
So Candy invites literally everyone else but Portia over and is like, this just happened between me and Portia. And all of their reactions are insane. Like, they're like, what? Like, we could play a clip of it because it's just so hilarious.
Shut up! Wait, what kind of kiss?
Tongue kiss?
Yes.
I mean, basically, their reactions were the same as our reactions
right, right.
to
they
watching
were everyone.
It.
But what I thought was really interesting is Candy was like, she's just telling lies, you guys, da-da-da-da. And Kenya was like, oh, that's what she always does. And then they flash back to a reunion where Portia was like,
you told Phaedra that my husband was sleeping all around Atlanta on me.
You better check with your waitresses at bar one.
She's going to have to come with some receipts.
So, like, there's been, like, multiple times now that we see that, like, maybe Portia was telling lies. We don't know. Well, you know, we don't know about Peter. We know that there was that video that came out, so we do know some of that. But that video and him sleeping around with everyone in town is much different, I think.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just, you know, I'm suspicious. But, like, it doesn't matter. Peter's and Cynthia's past.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward.
True. But I just thought it was like, oh, man, they're starting to, like, create this whole Portia's just a liar and she always has been.
Right.
And it reminded me of Jax.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's just like, he's a pathological liar. You can't trust him.
Yeah. I mean, the difference being Jax admits he is.
Right, right.
Portia.
That is the difference.
Has not, so.
But receipts were called for a lot this episode.
I know. I liked that the women went in search of the sex dungeon.
Right. Oh, my God. That was so funny. Like, where is it? I want to see it. Oh, my God. I mean, that's exactly. I mean, you're at the house. And maybe that's why she invited everyone over to be like, you can look for a sex dungeon. There
yeah.
will not be one.
But, again, maybe I'm just a little suspicious. They didn't actually go in search of it. I feel like they didn't dig deep enough for that sex dungeon.
I mean, unless it's like in the wall somewhere. I remember when Candy like moved into that apartment and they like did a whole tour of it. And I don't remember like a basement where there would have been, like, just vaguely remember being like, there would be no place for this to be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm reading a book right now where a guy is hiding females in the walls. No, so
no.
I'm just, my imagination is running wild.
Right. It doesn't have to be
don't
just like in
that,
a basement.
Grace.
So everybody knows going into this Hawaii trip now, and Portia doesn't know that everybody knows, which I thought was interesting at the dinner. But before we get to the dinner, I just want to quickly talk about frickin' Frack's day at the spa.
Yes, but first, should we hear a word from our sponsor?
I think we should.
This episode is brought to you by Southern Charm's Patricia Altschul's Afternoon Martini.
Her medicine,
if you will. So back at the spa.
So back to the spa. I don't know what Phaedra got done, but I saw a difference. Like, I mean, obviously she was like sweating out all of the water in her body.
Right.
But I was like, dang, she looks good when she like popped out of there.
I think like if you were going from that hot pocket to the beach, it's perfect. But as soon as she drinks a cup of water, I bet it like all comes back.
So it's like the cottage cheese and grapefruit diet.
Right.
Like, once you start actually eating food again.
Yeah.
You gain it all
back.
It's
not sustainable. But yeah, she looked good and she looked sweaty.
Which, by the way, I just remember this. Over the break when I was home, my dad was saying he was doing that diet from like the 50s. And I was like, what? That's what women did in the 50s. What are you doing? He's like, yeah, I lost a ton of weight. And I'm like, yeah, because you're starving yourself.
That's crazy.
I know. Anyway, my dad's a weird guy. Moving on I just want to talk about Portia listing who's going to be there, which was, so you got Teapot, the instigator, Flip-Flop, and Messy. I was like, oh, my God. It was like the Seven Dwarves, but of Atlanta shade. It was so good.
Yeah,
I knew who each one of them was. Messy's Sheree. Flip-Flop is Cynthia.
Yeah. Although instigator still, is Kenya. I'm still, like, scarred from the phrase Flip-Flop.
Oh, right. We'll never see Flip-Flops the same again. Flip-flopping on your bed. Oh, also, before we get into going to Hawaii, did you know that Candy got kicked off of the plane going there?
What?
Yes, when she was in the office, we did a whole interview with her about it.
Wait, I think I remember in real time her tweeting about it.
Yes. So we have a whole post on BravoTV.com that you can read about. But basically, she was on this plane. She scanned. She was sitting in her seat. And then the flight attendant came up to her, or the ticket agent came up to her and came on the plane and was like, your seat didn't come up for some reason, so I need to take your ticket and make sure, like, everything's okay. And she was like, okay, but can you please bring the ticket back because it has the reference number for our baggage, and, like, if you don't have me, like, maybe you don't have my baggage or anything. So, like, I just want to have a physical number, which I kept thinking, just take a picture of it. But anyway. Because that's what they tell you to do at coat check. Is take a picture of it. Fun tip for you listeners. So then they left and she was like, we're pulling out now and you never brought back my ticket. So she was like, hey, other flight attendant, are you going to bring my ticket back? And they're like, oh, I don't know. Let me talk to the pilot. So then they pull back into the gateway and she's like, why are we pulling back in? And then the flight attendant comes by and is like, the pilot needs you to exit the plane because you're causing a ruckus or something. We have audio of her talking about it.
We were like, what? They ended up booking us on the very next flight. Thank goodness. Right. But it was like, why would you kick me off the plane in the first place? When they sent out their apology, they said, they admitted that they had a technical difficulty, whatever, with the tickets on their end. But they said that Todd and I requested to get off the plane. And that is not true. Why would I request to get off the plane when my other castmates are on this plane with our production crew? Like, that doesn't make sense.
But then I guess the airline apologized to her.
Yeah, they figured out she had, like, a huge Instagram, right. Twitter following.
But at first they were like, you asked to leave the plane. So, yeah, this whole shenanigans.
So she was already in a bad mood.
Right, so it already took her, she got on the next flight, but, like, I never get why people that don't live in California or the West Coast go to Hawaii because it is so far.
Right.
Because it's far for someone from California because I go all the time. But that's just like a big vacation destination for people in California. But why you would go? I mean, it's going to take you like 10 hours to right. get there. So, yeah, already in a bad mood. That flight is terrible anyway. You're probably like 8 hours time difference.
Right.
So it's just not a good way to go into a sex dungeon talk.
But so anyway... we get to the dinner and you're talking about how, you know, they all must be tired, the long flight, and Phaedra was even, fell asleep and was late to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So my first thing that I wrote about the dinner was, I didn't know Peter and Phaedra had issues.
Oh, they do. She always, like, went in on him about Apollo stuff.
Mm. I just didn't know that they weren't friends.
Yeah, they got, like, super messy with each other.
So, yeah, when she was like, oh, I have to sit by Peter, I was like, really? What? Why?
Yeah, I think that they don't get along at all. Because I think he was always, like, on Apollo's side.
Yeah. We don't get far into the dinner. Probably not even past the drink order.
Before we get into it, I just want to say, this poor man Todd, who was celebrating his 40th birthday... in Hawaii, and this is what he's in for.
That's on Portia. I don't know why you would bring your boyfriend on his 40th birthday to a vacation where you know
Knowing.
You weren't even invited. You're just a plus one.
As who said it in the episode that was like, I think it was Cynthia who was like, wow, she's real good at going to stuff she's not invited to. Like, I was like, oh, snap. But yeah, so then Sheree, once again, bringing it up.
Yeah, she's like, I just feel like we're not all on the same page right now. Whatever happened, how did it end up with you guys talking to Candy and Portia?
Yeah, and I understand wanting to, like, get it out now without, like, all the tension being in the air the whole weekend. But it did not go well.
Not at all.
It's, like, so insane. I don't even know where to start.
Well, I guess I want to talk about the text message.
Oh, my God. Which there'll be a post on BravoTV.com you can go to and see that text message up close. Yeah. We have, like, a big blow-up of it. So you can read it all you want. Because, right, so Sheree opens it up. They start talking about it. And then Portia's, like, denying and denying. And Candy's kind of like, you're a liar. She's lying. You're lying. And then she pulls out these text messages.
This is a screenshot of the text. Finally got my phone back on. It's been broke for 3 days. By the way, I've been laughing every day since Queens. We was turned up for real. Just want you to know I'm not gonna rape you on camera, so no worry. I was like, if you say anything crazy on camera, I'm gonna walk away and leave you standing there like I don't know you. Then she says, good, Queens is Vegas, goes on there, stays there. Yep. Does that sound like somebody who was afraid if somebody was trying to do something to them?
She was warning you that she would lie about it if it was brought up.
Because how crazy that Portia knows there is proof of this conversation.
Like, why would she even, like, go there with Candy when you know she has all this dirt on you?
Yes, because one of the things that she said is that she did not kiss Candy. Right. But that text message paints a very different story.
Right. As Candy said, does this sound like someone who was afraid or, like timid that night? She's like, no.
Yeah, which, not good.
No, not good. The receipts, receipts.
Right. And, I wrote down, you're the B in LGBT.
Yeah, because Candy says that in her interview. She was like, how can you be the one, like, shaming me and denying this when, like, you were the aggressor? You put the B in LGBT.
That's so funny.
Because then in the next on, she's like, I know another girl that you wanted to, like, have sex with, too.
Well, then we get into the drugging allegation.
Right, so the texts come out, and then where it really turns up is Candy starts being like she even turns to Phaedra and she's like, Phaedra, you know me. Like, you know that I don't mess around with drugs. This could have real life consequences. Like, never mind that I have kids. Never mind that I have, like, a whole empire behind me. Like, this could really mess me up and I don't have any problem suing you, Portia.
Can I tell you that actually upset me that she turned to Phaedra? Because I was like, how dare you? You have, like, not wanted to be in this friendship for a long time, but now that you're in a situation, you're turning to her?
Oh, no, I felt it was like, I am so desperate that, like, you're, like, come on, like, even you have to admit, you know, I know that we're not in a good place, and I'm, like, that's how desperate I am for you, for someone to kind of, like, back me up here, because I'm even turning to Phaedra, who I don't even have a good relationship with.
Right.
And I feel like Phaedra would have the most credit because she does go back strongest and hardest with Candy. Like,
yeah.
Despite all of their messiness now, it's like, I think she just needed someone that, like, really knows her to be like, you have to admit. Like, if she admitted it, then, like, it must be true, you know? Because she has no reason to just because she likes her, just because she's her friend.
Right.
It's like, the whole thing made me feel terrible. And then she still would not give it up.
Right.
Portia was like, I'm not lying. Because I thought it was interesting that Portia was like, you have every right to deny it. And then that really set Candy off.
See, yeah, I feel like almost Portia knows it's not true what she's saying, isn't acting so much like she thinks it's true as she's just trying to put it out there.
Right. It's very, what did Harry Hamlin do?
Yes, exactly.
It's like, but what did Harry Hamlin do has no real life consequences. Like, it's not like, what did Harry Hamlin do? Drug a person and bring them to their sex dungeon.
Right.
Like, that, I understand why Candy, like, is freaking out.
Oh, for sure. No, me too. 100%. And even Sheree was like, that is some deep, deep libel.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, that isn't just some, like, some shade. Like, we're going in. And then I love that Candy was like, I will sue you if you keep saying this.
Right.
Because that's what I love about RHOA, too. It's like they go in and they, like, aren't afraid to, like, pull the feds in. Like, and then Portia just, like, all the girls were like, this is all lies. This doesn't sound like Candy. This doesn't seem right. Cindy, and even Cindy was like, we need some receipts. Like, clearly Candy's got receipts that she's, like, passing around this text message. And then Portia goes, your divorce decree is your receipt. And I was like, oh, man, you are just pissing everybody off now. Like, you're just being so mean.
But what did she even mean by that?
Because she's saying, I said that Peter was cheating on you.
Oh.
And now look what happened.
That's a good comeback. I mean, not nice, but.
No, no. Yeah. So it's just like you're going to alienate everyone.
Well, even Sheree is like, Portia, you need to drop that drug stuff right now.
Right. Like you're going too far.
Right. It's like when someone brings up the kids and people are like, no.
Right, yeah. Right. Because that does could affect Candy's kids. Like, I get it. But I wonder why. I don't know if, like, Portia's just, like, in too deep now and doesn't know how to, like.
Right, backtrack.
Backtrack. Because she kind of backtracked out of the, like, said you wanted to, you know, what she said to Candy. And she's just like, I was really drunk. Yeah, maybe I said that. And it's kind of like, okay, we're all accepting that. Okay, you said it. So just, like, backtrack this and be like, I heard it from someone.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't true, you know. Just say that. Just say that.
Right.
But she's like, well, not. But when Candy gets in that, like, cry, angry voice.
Oh, yeah, her shaky cry.
Her shaky cry.
The only thing more dramatic than this episode are the previews for next week's.
Like, as if I wasn't already reeling, Bravo. Then you give me the next on, and I now feel ridiculous for asking Sheree when she was in about Bob. Like, I wish I would have seen the whole season, and I just feel so bad.
But we didn't know, and she knows no one knew.
I know, but that doesn't make me, as a Catholic, feel very guilty about it still. So, like, we're already reeling. There's sex dungeons, libelous allegations happening. And then this, the only word I can think of is just, like, horrific and terrible exchange between Sheree and Bob.
Have I ever choked you?
You have.
Maybe I didn't choke you hard enough.
And then even Kenya, like, hugs Sheree and they, like, hate each other. So it's just like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and I've heard that next week, the whole thing is even more horrible than the next on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It just is so sad. But we did interview Sheree, and we know that she's okay.
But we want to hear what your thoughts were of the Hawaii trip part one. I mean, we still have more to go, but so much has already happened. You should tweet us your thoughts at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
And you know, while you're tweeting and on the internets, why don't you head over to iTunes and subscribe to our lovely Daily Dish podcast that you're listening to right now? And while you're there too, review us, rate us, give us all the stars, and leave your comments because we want to hear from you.